Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And on the show on Friday, we had John McClain on. Stanford Route was in for Ted. And Rich, myself, and Stanford and John McClain were out at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd. And we get into some topics with John. The big one was Benardrick McKinney's new contract extension, which we probably need to get your take on, Ted, as well, since you played his position.
He's playing mine.
Since he's playing your position,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Better way to put it.
John, we ask him about Benardrick McKinney's contract, and he just drops this little dilly in.
So, speaking of rides, John, I'm guessing Benardrick McKinney maybe did a little car shopping in the last 24 hours, upgraded his ride, got a nice steak. Nice contract.
Happy for him to get that contract, $50 million, $21 million, guaranteed. We all knew it was coming. It's just a matter of what. And I believe it'll be the last extension signed by a Texan.
John, I don't know if
Wait.
Whoa.
I
wasn't going to let that one go
My
by.
Bad.
Remember those two national guys that said he was on the verge of signing that extension, and we said, no, he's not.
He being Clowney.
Clown. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what does this mean for, in all seriousness, is there any sort of cause and effect?
No, nothing. It doesn't have anything to do with McKinney. It's just he hadn't been on the field.
Yeah.
And I think he's supposed to be on the field, as Bill O'Brien told us last Friday, that Jadeveon promised him he'd be on the field when they get to training camp. And if they're going to negotiate during preseason, you know, that's a small window. Those things just don't get done overnight. He's going to have to be on the field, and he's going to have to prove he's healthy. They're not going to commit $80 or $90 million to him if he's not playing. So I think and they're not going to negotiate during the season. So I think they'll get it done next season or franchise him.
Okay, like that.
This
quite is a departure.
I'm confused a little bit here. What's going on? Like, so J.D. Clowney, do we think he's the one that is he the one? Is he holding himself out of practice? I mean, is that what's going on?
That's an interesting kind of thing to know. John said on Friday he's asked people, and no, it's, you know, that nobody's got any issue with, you know, that his not practicing has nothing to do with contractual issues.
Okay,
according to the people John's asked.
If I'm J.D. Clowney, and the sole reason that, you know, there's hesitation or maybe a delay in signing to an extension is me not going out there and showing that I'm healthy, I would be out on the field showing that I'm healthy. If he's like deciding he wants to sit on the sidelines and maybe be, you know, extra cautious and not put himself out there at the OTAs and maybe injure himself to maybe prevent him from getting a big long-term deal, well, maybe it's counterproductive too. I mean, if he's not out there showing him he's healthy, then they're not coming to the table to negotiate with him.
Well, there's something about him playing under the franchise tag or whatever.
It'll be a fifth-year option.
A fifth-year option is what I meant to say, yeah. And then I guess that would
next
be an
year.
Option in 2019.
2019, yeah.
There's something about that I like because he's had one good year, right?
I'd say he's had two good years. He's had one fully healthy year.
One fully healthy. That's pretty much more.
Yeah, because he was good in 2015 also.
You're right. Yeah. But one year where he was reliable, where he was there.
Available.
And available, right. One year. You're going to give a guy like that, what, 40, 50 million guaranteed?
It's tricky.
I'm totally okay with pumping the brakes on this.
This thing the whole time.
Well, but Ted, your concern had always been, what does that do to J.D. Clowney psychologically? Not, you know, the there being an expectation like, hey, look at all these guys that dropped like flies last year. I was the only one here for you for 16 games.
I get it. The only thing I would say about that is you got to be out there on the field showing them you can play.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, though, if you're going to get a deal done with J.D. Clowney, I got to see if you can play.
Yeah. Well, nothing he does in OTAs, like even if he was out there doing drills in OTAs, my guess is they would want to see him in games, you know, having gone through this
my point was on that was if they were gonna get a deal done, it is because they feel like this is a guy we need to, you know, maybe placate a little bit. But maybe it sounds like they're like, you know what, we're not totally sold on J.D. Clowney.
Yeah.
I could be totally wrong. I could be like sitting here going, I didn't think he was worth the money that they were going to throw at him.
Yeah.
That was my whole thing.
Right.
Hell, they might not even want to to sign him long term. I mean, unless it was at a price point that they feel comfortable with. My guess is it's not. You know, and so this is going to be an interesting storyline.
We need to pick this back up at some point. Maybe tomorrow we can pick it back up, because I was thinking about J.D. Clowney in comparison with Mario Williams, quite honestly, because the situations have some similarities. Just basically former number one picks, same team, both approaching free agency after 5 or 6 years. Mario did not have the injury issues that Clowney has had, but I think Clowney has been the better player overall than Mario was. And Mario, we know, after only playing 5 games in 2011, went on the open market and became the highest paid defensive player in all of football.
$100 million.
I think if Clowney had another healthy year like he did this past year, next year, played his 5th-year option out and went on the open market, he would not, because they put the franchise tag on him, but pretend he went out on the open market, I think he too would become the highest paid defensive player in football if you allowed the forces of the market to dictate his value. You get bidders going on.
I would want to see, if I'm the Texans and I'm sitting there going, this guy wants, you know, the most money of a defensive lineman up to this point, then I'm like, dude, give me one more year, JD. I would want to see one more
solid year
before I would think about Matt giving him what he wants. If it was one of those deals where I had to make a decision now, I would let him go, man.
Yeah.
I would let him go.
I feel like,
because I'm not so sure it's going to pay dividends in the long run. A lot of those big inflated contracts never do.
The franchise tag was created for two reasons: to be able to keep guys off of the market and on your team, and also to be able to inject some certainty into a situation for a team. Look, and it was kind of tailor-made for Clowney.
Recovery from the knee surgery is legit, obviously, but I'm not sure I'd be completely convinced it was the right move, even if had he gone through this offseason healthy. But it makes it a lot more convenient for them to pump the brakes since he's been unavailable this offseason.
I will be anxious to see how he handles the whole thing.
Yeah,
You know, through training camp, because this will be a question he gets asked about. If they do go to his 5th-year option, this is something that will be asked about through training camp and maybe even into the
season. Aaron Donald's the same draft class, right?
He is, yeah.
And he's been holding out.
No,
Khalil Mack's been holding out.
Yeah.
So.
They both have been more productive players than Clowney and healthier.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.